Jesus is basically saying to all of us, there's plenty of room for all the redeemed. No matter how many people will come to Jesus Christ, there is a special place for them, and he prepares it. So there's plenty of room. So if you say, I don't know if I belong to Jesus or not, receive Jesus tonight, and there's a place for you in eternity, there in the Father's house.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts as we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse-by-verse through the Bible. Jesus promises salvation for those that trust in Him. As our study of John continues in chapter 14, here's Pastor Bob.
Jesus says He's leaving. Peter said to him, Lord, why can't I go with you now? See, Peter doesn't understand where Jesus is going. Jesus is going to the cross. He's going to die. He will die on the cross. He will be buried. And 3 days later, he will rise again. And he's going back to the Father's house. That's called home. And Peter doesn't get that. He said, Lord, why can't I follow you now? Let me go with you. Don't go without me. And that's what Peter's saying. I would lay down my life for your sake. And Jesus answered him, verse 38, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? In other words, really? Truly, truly, I say unto you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me 3 times tonight. Before the rooster crows tomorrow, as the sun is coming up, you will deny that you even know me 3 times. And of course, Peter says, nuh-uh. Haven't you ever said that to God? You know you're no good on your own. Uh-huh, just turn me loose. Watch. Help! Right? Peter once again explains to Jesus, you are not going anywhere without me. You may be Lord, but I'm taking over here. You are not going anywhere without me. And why can't I follow you? I would die for you, Lord. I'd lay down my life for you. And Peter meant, just like I do and just like you do, he meant every word he just spoke. You ever told God you're going to follow him? I'm going to follow you. I am yours. And then 3 minutes later, you forget. You're going the other way. Got sidetracked, remember? Life started happening. And you say, never, never me. Stop it. Yes, you too. That's why Peter's saying, I'd die for you. And Jesus said, no, you wouldn't. But I appreciate the heart. Now keep in mind, there are no chapter breaks in the original manuscript of the Word of God. Jesus answered him, Peter, wilt thou lay down thy life for me? Oh, you think you will? He says, truly, truly, I say unto you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me 3 times. In American, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times tonight. That hurt Peter's feelings. Would it hurt yours? Yes, I just spoke out loud in front of all these guys. There's 11 others. I'm sorry, 10 others. Judas is gone out into the dark. And Jesus says, you won't die for me. Yes, I would. I just said I would. No, you wouldn't. You'll deny me before the rooster crows. 3 times. Let not your heart be troubled. The word heart here is plural. Do you think Peter's got 2 hearts? No. He's talking to all of us. You believe in, trust in, have faith in God. Believe in, trust in, have faith in me. You believe in God. You're counting on him, and you've never seen him. Yet you are believing in him and trusting in him and hoping true. Do this. Yeah. And Jesus said, you believe in him, you trust in him, you have faith in him. Believe in me, trust in me, have faith in me. The Greek word for believe here, Christian, is pisteuo. And now listen, I'm going to give you, if you hated fifth grade grammar, just fight through this, okay? Now, believe. It is a verb, active, in other words. It is plural, it is indicative and imperative, meaning This is to all of Jesus' followers. It's plural. It's a verb. It's something you're going to do, actively do, and it is indicative imperative. Let me say it this way. It is a command, not a suggestion. Right? It is imperative, indicative. You, me, Peter, James, all, you can list them all, Thomas, all of them there. It is, including you and me, it is a command. Do not let your heart be troubled, churned up inside. Have you ever just gotten, you're afraid and you're under pressure and you're nervous, you can't sleep, and you're in it's there's pressure and you almost can't function. Sometimes I can get that way. A lot of pressure and you just can't function. And Jesus says, don't do that. Don't do that. It's a command. Here's what he said. He knew Peter was about to fail. Well, why don't you just let him not? Because Peter needs to learn just like you need to learn, just like I need to learn, just like Thomas and Philip and everybody you know that belongs to Jesus. We have to learn. Jesus knew Peter would fail. Later on in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter's going to fail again. Not just Peter, all of them. And listen to Jesus in Matthew 24, verse 41. In the garden, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Peter said, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. Before the rooster crows, you will three times. No, I wouldn't. Watch and pray, Christian. Watch and pray that you enter not into trials, testing. Temptation. The spirit indeed is willing. There's no question that when Jesus Christ belong to him and you got God's spirit in your heart, you got the bound to's, right? You really want to do it, but do you ever fail? Do you ever let God down? Well, the answer is no. You do fail, but you never let God down. You can't let God down. Why? Jesus said to Peter, I know you're going to fail. And here's what I want you to know through this failure. I love you. Don't let your heart be troubled. And that's a command. Don't let the peace and the joy be taken from you because it's going wrong and you're falling apart. Don't let that be you. He's saying, Peter, I know you're going to fail, and I know you're going to fail me. You, Peter and Bob and all of us, you do not understand how undependable your heart is. But Jesus said, Peter, don't be troubled in heart. When you've repented, yeah, you'll be ashamed. You'll be embarrassed. Have you ever been ashamed? As a Christian, I believe we all have, haven't we? I think it comes with the territory. If you truly belong to the Lord, you're just ashamed of yourself. Of all people who would say that, Bob, you? And then everybody else is ashamed of you too. And that's embarrassing. Peter, when you've repented, you'll be a little ashamed. You'll be embarrassed. You'll be brokenhearted to think about what you've done. But I want you to remember something, Peter. I love you. I still love you. And I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. Let me read it. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. He's not suggesting it. He's calling us to it. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true or so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Not just you alone, not just Peter alone, not just Bartholomew alone or Nathaniel, but all of those who belong to me, Jesus is saying. All of those who belong. He is going to prepare a specific place for you there in his Father's house. Dr. Wolford points out that our hearts are the center of our personality. We call it, we're not the beating thing here, the real you, the heart, the soul. That's what Jesus is talking about. You in your hearts, right? Our hearts are the center of our personality, the real us, the real you. When you leave this body behind, the real you still goes on. And so Dr. Wolbert says our hearts are the center of our personality. Each believer, guy and girl, Peter, whoever it is, each believer is responsible for his or her own heart. I can't be responsible for yours. I can't get to it. I can encourage you. I can point you. Jesus could point me, but it's my heart. He can tell us and tell us, but he doesn't beat us up and throw us and make us go, right? So listen, each believer is responsible for his or her own heart. Nobody can receive Jesus for you. Nobody can follow Jesus for you. They can lead, and you could, by example, follow that, true? But it's your heart. It's my heart. Proverbs, very familiar scriptures, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Listen to it. You maybe have it memorized, but how about listening to this? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's a command. Don't say, well, I would like to. No, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your paths. You see, it's your heart. People can pray for you, but they can't work your heart for you. They can encourage you. They can lead. They can do whatever they can do, but it's my heart. It's your heart. So Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 again, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You can ask people to help you to walk. You can ask people to hold you accountable, and that's kind of fine. But remember, if we're not accountable to God, we're not going to be accountable to anybody anyway. True? So get this. Keep your heart, Bob, with all diligence. Christian, Peter, for out of it are the issues of life. You see, that Mr. Wolbert is correct. Each believer is responsible for his or her own heart. Peter couldn't be responsible for John or James, although he loved them and he would encourage them. He was only responsible for Peter. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing. How much is nothing? Nothing. The word careful is merimneo, and it means to be anxious, to be worried, to be stressed. Be anxious, be worried, be fretting, be stressing over nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then what? Then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Now that sounds easy. Get out there and try it. Because our flesh steps in and says, I don't care if I'm supposed to be calm. I'm scared. I don't care. In other words, Jesus saying, don't. We're saying, I think I will. I just think I will. It's easy for you to say, you're only going to the cross. Did you think about the fact that he's encouraging them while he's under the pressure of getting ready to have his fellowship broken with the Father. Never happened in all of eternity. It will never happen again, but it's going to happen on the cross and under the amazing physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual pressure that he was under. He's here worried about us. Why? Because he leaves everything to the Father. Does that mean he didn't get, that it wasn't bothering him on the inside? You're going to see it when we get to the garden. He says, I am stressed almost to death. The pressure is there. His heart's not stressed because he's afraid to go to the cross. He's under the pressure of knowing the fellowship will be broken for the first time in all eternity between the Father and the Son on purpose, so God could turn away and Jesus Christ could become sin so that I could go to heaven and you could go to heaven. John, I read you Philippians 4, 6, and 7, but I'm going to read you in the same chapter. I'm going to read you something, because what I'm showing you is Mr. Wolver's point. Every believer is responsible for his or her own heart. Listen to John 14, 27. You can read it. It's just a few verses from here. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Once again, it's a command. I'm giving you my peace. Don't let it go. Don't give it up for something silly like worry. So look at the heart of Jesus Christ. He's living what he's teaching us. You see, now Peter's got his feelings hurt and all the disciples are afraid. They are so churned up inside. You can't be leaving. I quit my job and I walk with you. And since that day for 3.5 years, you've been feeding me. You've been taking care of me. You've been telling me where we're going to sleep. And if you had an assignment for me, you send it on assignment. What am I going to do? Where do I go? What do I do from here? Don't even fret. Jesus is going to take care of everything. Now, we know it here in our heads, but where do we need to have it and know it? That peace. I'll read it again. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. See, the world is gives you some, and it'll take it back in a heartbeat. But Jesus said, I don't give like the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Be calm. Why? Because I love you. Because I am Jesus Christ, God Almighty in human flesh. You believe in God, believe also in me. He's telling you, you got to do this. Believe. The heart of Jesus Christ, even though he's going through heavier trials than Peter's going to go through, or than any of those boys tonight, certainly. Knowing that Jesus is out there right this minute betraying him, knowing that's happening, knowing it's coming now very soon, still Jesus denies himself and has compassion and concern for his disciples because they are confused and afraid. What's he telling them to do? Calm down. I gotcha. What do you and I do when we're pretty sure we're in trouble deep? People are going to throw me in the trash. People are going to hate me. People are going to, I love you. Come on. Let me read verse 2 again. In my Father's house are many mansions. Now, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. The you, everyone, is plural. It is not you 11. It is plural, and Jesus will let us know in chapter 17 in his high priestly prayer that he's talking not just to the 11, but everyone that would believe, because they're going to go out and preach the gospel. That's you and me. That came to you and me, right? So he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And since I go, in other words, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will return. Come again. And receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where is he going? I'll tell you, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If that were not true, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And since I go and prepare a place, I will come back and come again, receive you to myself, not just those 11, every true believer, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, where I'm going, you know, and the way you know. Okay, we know where he's going. He just told us. The disciples don't know where he's going. He just told them. But they're scared. They're confused. Nothing's making sense. And sometimes we can be that way. If we're afraid, a lot of details are flying past us. We're not even catching it. You know why? Because we're worried about number one. So listen, the Father's house, I think you know this, but let me say it. Father's house is a reference to heaven. How do we know? Because that's where Jesus said the Father lives. He's sitting on the throne in heaven. Heaven is located in eternity, not somewhere in outer space. He's outside the space-time continuum. He indwells or inhabits eternity. That's where heaven is. And there are many mansions there. Now, the literal language is many dwelling places, places to live, homes. And Jesus is basically saying to all of us, there's plenty of room for all the redeemed. No matter how many people will come to Jesus Christ, there is a special place for them, and he prepares it. So there's plenty of room. So if you say, I don't know if I belong to Jesus or not, receive Jesus tonight, and there's a place for you in eternity, there in the Father's house. And he knows you. He knows how you decorate that thing. He knows me. You just need to put a little chocolate somewhere. I don't need things on the wall. He knows. Don't you worry. Well, I like it. You'll like it. It'll be the most beautiful place you've ever lived. And you will live there for eternity. So Jesus says this, I'm telling you the truth. See, if it were not true, I wouldn't be telling it to you. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If that were not true, I would have told you. I wouldn't even say it, in other words. Of course it's true. Jesus would not lie to them about anything. And I love it how he says to Peter, I love you, man, but you're going to deny me three times before the rooster crows. Not lying. I wish you'd have lied about that. He doesn't lie. God cannot lie. There's plenty of room for all of us. Don't you worry that yours might be a little tighter than someone else's. No, God's not that way. That's human. God loves everyone the same. Your place is going to be beautiful. You're not going to have to compare it. And just, I brought my little holy measuring rod here, and I'm going to measure your place. I think they got 12 square feet more than I got. It's not going to happen, everybody. You know why? Jesus loves you. When are we going to get that part, just that part alone, into our hearts? The Lord Jesus is preparing us a home. It's a home. It's where we're going to live. Many homes, many dwelling places. I'm going to prepare a place specifically for you, and that's going to be where your home is for all eternity. It's your home.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is the radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtis, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel. God bless you.